talk a little bit about your own life and why you write this kind of story, and why you're interested in romantic or love and bet, you know, like why you're interested in love and bet.
Why this is my mission.
Yeah, why is this your mission?
This is my mission. It is my mission. And all my books are about this subject. This doesn't mean that it's also not about my politics and my art aesthetic and my cultural commentary and my issues of talking about family. Those are all in there too. And our country. Those are all in there. But the mission is about the conflux of people mating. I've had, you know, in my personal life, I've had successes and failures in this. And I don't see the writing on this strictly as a, you know, I'm compelled by my personal story and what has happened with my love life to be on this mission. I chose it before I had any love affairs. I chose it when I was young. I remember walking around as a teenager, looking at couples on the street and trying to figure out if they were connected really sincerely or not, or if they were just like strangers walking together, or if they were in a cold marriage, or were they like secretly hot, or if they were sad, or if they had lost a child. This fascinated me from the start, before I even had sex. So it is my life's mission. It to me, I think to justify the rights we have as sentient beings coming out of evolution, I think we owe it to reality to experience deeply. And some people might find that, you know, in the John Muir way, to just be so awed by the physical environment. Some people have it for animals. They're truly beautiful animal people. And some people, it's family. And some people, you know, it's God. But I just think there's the physical intensity of sex is so huge compared to ordinary life. And the feeling of being in love with another person is so huge from ordinary life. I mean, if you're going to say that we owe it to reality to live strong, you might as well go where the power is. And the power, I mean, those are the two, I mean, you see, I had a son, the birth of your child, yeah, that's big, but that's connected to love and sex. So I have always been compelled to write and make music about and be fascinated with the mating of people.